am here in studio with Lacey Aronimo. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm always so impressed when I meet people that actually can run the marathon, because that's amazing. I could probably drive it, but not run it. But you're not only running it just to run it, you're doing it for a very special cause. Tell our listeners a little bit about why you do it.
So I'm running the Boston Marathon as a part of the Extra Mile charity team for the Special Olympics. So the Special Olympics is the world's largest organization for children and adults with intellectual disabilities and physical disabilities. So as a part of that team, I have to raise $10,000, which all profits that organization.
Now, how do you have people want to contribute to your run? Is it a Facebook page? How do they do that, so you know that you have enough to do this run?
So I created a Facebook page and an Instagram page under the tag Lacey Runs Boston. So it's L-A-I-C-E-Y Runs Boston. And then through there, you can reach my fundraising page, which is through Give and Gain.
Okay. Have you raised any so far? Have you started raising it yet? Or were you your first people you're talking with?
I've been raising since I pretty much started in December. I've had a couple events, a bake sale, a talent show at my Nana's church, and I have a spaghetti dinner coming up.
A talent show. Oh my gosh. Were you sort of the talent in there?
I played the piano.
Okay. Wow. Very, very nice. And I see from just some of your background information, you play the piano, you play soccer, you have an occupational therapy degree, and you're a local police officer. You really are a very accomplished young woman. I'm sure you're tired of hearing that at this point. Why is Special Olympics so near and dear to you?
So in high school, being an athlete, I also volunteered to be a unified sports athlete, which means I was on a team working with Special Olympics athletes. And then through the occupational therapy degree, I worked in an elementary school with children with intellectual and physical disabilities. So I created so many relationships with the kids that I still keep in touch with today. So just to support an organization that benefits them as well is super important to me.
We've had a couple Special Olympians here in studio as well, and they love Special Olympics, and it's amazing. I'm old enough to see that when I was very young is when Special Olympics first started, and a lot of people thought, well, why would you do something like this? And now you see how successful it is. You see, why didn't we do this sooner, and what a positive effect it has on the athletes and the people that help put this together. Do you
exactly
get that feeling?
Yes, I think that the Special Olympics provides benefits like beyond belief to both the athletes and those that volunteer and work with the organization.
Now, how do you train for something like this? Because it's a long run. Do you run every day of the week?
No, I don't. It's tough with my schedule right now because I'm on midnight shift at the police department. But I've been trying to run right after shift in the morning. I don't like running on a treadmill, so it's weather dependent, so I always run outside, and I've been trying to train for a little bit of a longer distance now using like a water backpack and getting used to that.
Typically, how long the marathon is, what, 26 miles? So do you think, wow, I have to do 5 miles today or 6 miles today? How do you do that? Because it's not like you can just get out there and go, oh, today I'm going to run 26 miles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no, like, marathon expert, so I've kind of been navigating that. But it's definitely a build-up, and then I am signed up for the Duxbury Half Marathon on April 1st. So to see how that goes prior to the marathon on April 17th.
Is this your first marathon?
It is.
Wow. Are you a little nervous about it?
I am, but I hear so many positive things about like the atmosphere there and just the excitement of running Boston. It's been a goal of mine, so I'm super excited.
Do you know a lot of other people that are running in this race?
No, I don't know anybody.
Well, you're a very brave young woman, and it goes towards terrific things. Now, the money that you raise for Special Olympics, what exactly does that go towards? How does that help out Special Olympics?
So the funds raised go toward equipment, attire, health supplies, events, and programs. And all of that is what helps transform the athlete's life. And this is through Special Olympics Massachusetts as well.
Okay. Anything else I didn't ask that you think our listeners would love to hear about you in this special run? Don't be modest.
I've received a lot of support, so I'm super thankful for that. And I thank everybody for listening.
That's terrific. Now, again, let our listeners know your name, the correct spelling, and how they can help contribute to your cause.
So it's a Facebook page and Instagram page, and the tag is Lacey Runs Boston, L-A-I-C-E-Y.
I know you're going to do really well, and I want to have you back again and get an update when we get a little closer to the date. We're going to put this up on our website as well. And Lacey Aronimo, we appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.